A little bit about Masjid al-Nabi. The piece of land on which the masjid was built was originally a place for drying dates, owned by two young orphans who were under the guardianship of Asad ibn Zarara al-Ansari. They were called Suhail and Sahal, sons of Nafi ibn Umar ibn Thalaba al-Najr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bought the land from them. The masjid was built twice in the lifetime of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The first time in the first year of Hijrah, and at that time the masjid was approximately 850 square meters, the height about 3 meters. It was rebuilt 7 years later after the Battle of Khaybar, and that was necessary to accommodate the increasing number of Muslims, and the size this time was about 2025 square meters. The foundations was made of stone, the walls of bricks, and the pillars were trunks of palm trees. The roof was made of palm tree branches cemented together with clay and made to slope slightly to facilitate the drainage. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam participated in the construction work himself. Since then, the masjid has been extended extensively. But there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam where he said, "Even if my masjid were to be extended to Sana'a in Yemen, it would still be my mosque." The original masjid is a fraction of today's mosque. Now you will notice pillars in this mosque, and they're quite important. You will see three types of pillars which have a green base. The first type of pillar is all one color. It used to be red, it's either a sort of some sort of variation of peach, pink, red. These were in the original sahan of the mosque. Then you have two other sorts of pillars. There's red or peach on top and then sort of white tiled at the bottom. And there are red ones with sort of gold at the bottom. And both these were in the covered part of the mosque. The ones with the white and at the bottom were in Riyadhul Jannah. Now this is known as the piece of Jannah, which extends beyond from the house of the Prophet, which is the grave of the Prophet, to his mimbar. And it is said that on the day of Qiyamah, this will rise to be part of Jannah, and the mimbar will be the eighth door of Jannah. The pillars are marked, that means on the top you will see writing in Arabic which tells you what these pillars are. There are seven important pillars that they have a history behind them. There is a pillar known as Sutun-e-Jibrail, which is not seen at all because it is right inside the Zari. This is where Jibrail used to come and stand and talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So imagine as you look at the Zari and think about this pillar there, imagine the angel standing there, you are here where the angel was there too. It's absolutely an amazing feeling. Then you have again a pillar that cannot be seen, which is in the section of the Zari that is the house of Fatima al-Zahra alayha salam, known as Sutun al-Tahajjud. It was here that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite Salat al-Tahajjud and then come out and talk to the people of Safa, the platform which you will notice, which was built for those who did not have a home, for the homeless. They used to actually sit there and live there. There is also a pillar which is called Sutun al-Wufud, the Sutun, the pillar of delegation. When delegations used to come and visit, they used to sit here and talk to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like a conference room. So you can imagine the Christians of Najran during the event of Mubahila coming and sitting there and talking to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then you have Sutun al-Hirs, which is like the pillar of watching over. And here Imam Ali alayhi salam used to watch over the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam like a sentry watching him. Then you have Sutun al-Sarir, which means the Sutun of rest. And this is where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to rest. You also have Sutun al-Tawbah. Sutun al-Tawbah is named such after a certain individual called Abu Lababa, who was a newly converted Muslim, who wanted to keep both the Jews of Medina and the Muslims happy, and used to take information to the Jews about the Muslims. Suddenly, on realizing the gravity of what he had done, he ties himself to this pillar, and he tells his daughter not to release him, only to let him go for salah, for eating, and for his bodily needs. The Prophet was resting in the house of Umm Salma when Jibreel brings the revelation of Ayah 64 of Surah An-Nisa, where Allah says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. The Ayah says, and those when they were unjust to themselves, they come to you and ask forgiveness of Allah and the Messenger, and he, the Messenger, also asked forgiveness for them, they would have found Allah, after returning to mercy, merciful. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes up to him and tells him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you. Direct yourself towards this pillar as near as possible as you can get, or even in the direction, and recite two rakats of salah, of istighfar, of tawbah, especially for the sins of yourself and your parents. And then Sutuni Hannana, which also is not visible, a beautiful pillar. This really used to be a pillar, a palm tree, which the Prophet used to lean against and give lectures to or talks to. And when his companions saw that this was tiring for him to stand, they put together a construction of boxes which we today call a mimbar. The first time the Prophet sat on that mimbar, there was a noise coming from the palm tree, the noise that a baby camel makes when it has been separated from his mom. And that noise is known as Hannana. The Prophet immediately got up from his mimbar and went up towards the palm tree or the pillar and said, "What is the matter?" And the palm tree said, "I miss you. I've been with you since this mosque has been built. And now you have gone to sit on a mimbar." And the Prophet asks the palm tree what it wants. What do you want to be? Do you want to be a tree that reveals fruits up till the day of Qiyamah, whose branches reaches the skies? And he says, "No, I want to be with you." And the Prophet assures this palm tree that it will be with him in Jannah. And when the palm tree died and was buried, a pillar was raised over there. Direct yourself towards it and ask, just as the pillar did, just as the palm tree did, that you want to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Jannah. Transport yourself back in history. Look at the mimbar. Think of the things that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had talked to the people about from that mimbar. Remember all the things that you have heard when you read history. I remember one where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting on the mimbar and he watches the young Imam Hussein as a toddler coming in and notices that he's about to trip over on the hem of his jilbab, and the Prophet rushes down and lifts Hussein up. Look at the doors. There is Bab al-Salam. This is where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went out through to recite the Salatul Eid or Salatul Istisqa, which is the Salah for rain, and this will take you to Masjidul Ghamama. There is Baba Jibreel, through which Jibreel used to enter. Diametrically opposite Baba Jibreel, you will see Babu Rahma. Babu Rahma is the emergency door as such. See, people used to come and see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and flock around him. Now, those who had a problem that was really urgent, couldn't identify them. So this door was created, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "When you come through this door, we know you have an emergency." And people used to move away for the person who used to come through this door. Ask for your immediate emergency problems as such at that door. As you look at the Zari, divide it into three. You have the house of Sayyida, and then in the middle you have the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then in the far corner you have the house of Aisha. Know that in the house of Sayyida, maybe she is buried there. We know Janabi Muhsin is buried there too. In the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we know he is buried there. And in the far corner of the Zari, you have Abu Bakr and Umar. Again, go back into history. This is where Sayyida Zainab came back after the event of Karbala to complain to her grandfather. This is where Imam Hussein alayhi salam came before he left to go to Karbala. Live history in this place. And if you listen with the ears of your soul, you will know he is there. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, La tahsabanna alladhina qutilu fi sabilillahi amwata, wal ahya'un inda rabbikum yarzaqun. Do not even think of those who are killed in the way of Allah as dead. They are alive and are provided sustenance from their Rabb.